you want to listen to my next guest, so because he has some interesting observations and views on what may happen with home heating oil. And his advice is not to panic. If you can hold off, hold off, because the price most likely, he believes, will come down again. There might be an initial shock, particularly when it comes to home heating oil, which is the first hit in terms of price increases. He says that he believes it probably will come down again. Well, Kevin McPartland is his name. He's a representative for Fuels for Ireland, which represents the fuel forecourt and fuel suppliers industry here. And I first of all asked him about his overall take on the conflict and the amount of trouble it will cause and the amount of price rises we're seeing as a result.
Well, look, it's a very dynamic situation, and things are changing pretty much constantly. Markets react almost instantaneously to those developments. So in the last 24 hours, we've seen attacks on energy production plants in the Middle East, and that's having an impact straight away. The biggest thing that's having an impact, though, is the threat to and the limitations on passage through the Strait of Hormuz, which is, you know, you'll have heard on all the news bulletins over the last 72 hours, 20% of the world's oil travels through that. So while we don't actually get a lot of fuel from the Middle East, it's a global market and these products travel freely around the world. So impact on availability of product the price will be felt of impact on availability of product, but also on shipping costs, insurance costs, all of those things. We're also keeping a really close eye on the dollar-euro exchange rate, because currently the dollar's actually strengthened after the attacks, which also has an impact on pricing of fuel tonight, because you will be aware, you'll quote the crude barrel price in dollars, and yet we sell in euro. So that all of these things have an impact. It's slightly more impact than we thought it was even 24 hours ago. We were thinking of maybe 3 or 4 cent a litre 24 hours ago. We're now thinking that the impact is around sort of 8 to 10 cent. And that's beginning to be felt already, because people are buying fuel today that was bought on wholesale markets after the initial attacks over the weekend. So that's what we're seeing. The one that's probably most dramatic is home heating oil. And the reason for that is that kerosene that is used for home heating is taxed far less than petrol and diesel for transport fuel. And that means that the impact on commodity prices is much more sharply felt by consumers, because they have that direct sort of correlation. So home heating oil prices have gone up. They went up maybe even as much as 10 cents a litre yesterday. What's really important to say is that there is no shortage of stock. We have loads and loads of stock. That's not an issue. We're very comfortable that our supply chains coming in are robust, they're resilient. We've no fear of being able to maintain supplies. The impact is on cost. And in actual fact, when a lot of people yesterday, when they heard that home heating oil prices were going up, all ran to kind of fill their tanks. That actually drove prices up again, because what you had was dealers were saying, well, we want to discourage people from ordering it if they don't really need it. So they put the prices up yet further just to try and manage their logistics. They don't have any more drivers than they had on Friday afternoon. They don't have any more trucks than they had on Friday afternoon. So they're trying just to make it difficult for people to, not difficult, but try and discourage people from ordering at the moment. So I think it's just as likely, to be perfectly frank, I think it's just as likely that home heating oil prices will drop in the next couple of days as for them to rise. I think the transport fuels, I'm not sure that they're quite as likely to drop, but we see no reason why the price increase is going to get any higher, or that there's going to be any sustained high level of fuel. This isn't like the invasion of Ukraine. There's been a far longer build-up to this. The risk was, or a lot of the risk was factored into the markets already. What they're now responding to is the attacks on fuel infrastructure in other Middle Eastern states, and also that threat to the Strait of Hormuz. But once that levels out, markets will calm. I think that this is the time to hold fire and just wait and see what happens. There's no need to believe that that we're going into a very high price period.
So it's not the war in Ukraine Mark II in terms of the impact. And that had the big impact on gas, which bled into everything else, and logistics as well at the time, and led to huge amounts of inflation
that you don't think that's the aspect so far in this conflict?
Not in our sector. Now, gas is, I think gas is more reactive to this.
Yeah, because of the LNG situation in Qatar and all of that.
Exactly. But, and yeah, I wouldn't claim expertise. Yeah. I believe that that's more prone. And high gas prices do have an impact on
electricity
fuel prices, because gas is used in the refining of crude oil into petrol, diesel and kerosene. So all of these things are interlinked. But what is really important to point out to people is that if you hear that the price of crude oil has gone up by $10 a barrel, I mean, when you break that down to how many litres there are in a barrel, 159 litres in a barrel, that's less than 2/3 of 1 cent on the price that we're paying at the pump. So you have to kind of bear in mind all of these things and keep a sense of perspective on it. We don't want people thinking that they need to rush out. They really don't. And as I say, I actually think the prices, particularly for home heating oil, are more likely to drop than they are to rise in the next few days.
Okay, so no need for immediate panic. That, what do you say to the frustration people express when they say, oh, the price went up, you know, on the day of the war or day after the war? I thought these companies had supplies. I thought they would have had petrol that they have bought or diesel they bought in bulk in advance. It should be 2 or 3 weeks before things hit, because it seems like it takes longer for things to come down when things calm down. What's your response to that concern that people would have?
So people don't have days and days and days, let alone weeks of supply in stock. The fuel that is being sold in Kerry today was probably bought on a wholesale market on Friday or Saturday. So that is when the wholesale price is determined. It's when it leaves its last port. So there are deliveries coming into the terminals, into the refinery every day of the week, and the wholesale price is the price that was set at the moment that tanker left its last port. And for us, most of those are in Wales. So you think it's a couple of hours away. So that's the reality of this market. People talk about stocks and future trading. It just isn't how it works, okay? People talk about there being 90-day stock. That 90-day stock is held by the government. That is in case there was ever a breach in the supply chains, and rather than run out, we have that stock. That isn't a commercial stock.
It's an emergency supply. Yeah,
exactly. So it's why prices go up and down. In some sites, they'll go up and down more than once in a day, because they'll get deliveries more than once a day. In other sites, they might not get a delivery for every 10 days. So it's a very complex market. And here's the thing, Jerry. The truth of the matter is we're the only sector where the price that you're going to pay is in bright lights outside the forecourt. And that keeps competition very, very tight. People, you know, whenever I do radio interviews with yourself or other people, I'll get one of two things put to me. One is, how can it be that Jerry Oils can sell fuel at 5 cents a litre less than Kevin Oils can sell it? And then the other 50% of the interviews I get, how is it that Jerry Oils and Kevin Oils both have exactly the same price? There must be price fixed. It's not. It's incredibly competitive. And people will drive to the next station if they see that a price is high. So we're highly motivated to keep prices down, because, being frank, as I think you and I have discussed before, the petrol, the diesel that's sold on a forecourt is very often the lowest margin product they will sell, and it's designed to get people into the convenience store where they buy a chocolate bar, a newspaper, a sliced pan, some sliced ham, whatever it is, and that's where the margin is. So yeah. We're highly motivated to keep prices down as much as we possibly can. But look, it's a very, very dynamic market. We're talking now at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. By lunchtime, this could change again for good or for bad. We just have to be really aware of that.
Yeah, you mentioned insurance and other costs associated with it as well. We were hearing this morning that the cost of renting getting an oil tanker has doubled in a day to $400,000. Is that an example of some of the costs that would feed into some price increases?
I think that example, Jerry, was about container ships rather than
sorry, yes.
Tankers. I'm not sure it's quite as significant as that. But yeah, that is exactly the type of thing we're talking about. And you have to recognise, if people can't or are reluctant to passage through the Strait of Hormuz, then they have to take a long way round.
And that adds to cost.
Yeah, you rent them by the time that you take and the fuel that they use. So if instead of going through the Strait of Hormuz, you're taking the long route round, that's taking more time, it's taking more fuel, And that's part of the challenge. And also then we saw within hours of the attack on Iran at the weekend, Lloyd's of London, which essentially insures all of the major ships, were increasing their premium to go through the Straits of Hormuz. So that's the impact that is felt immediately.
Yeah.
So we're feeling that already. That's reflecting in prices already on global markets and wholesale markets. But what I'm saying to you is, I don't necessarily think that is a long-standing situation. So I'm certainly not rushing out and filling my tank today. I'm going to wait and see. I think we might be better off at the end of this week than we are now in terms of pricing.
Yeah, and I suppose it goes without saying, John, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of how long it'll be, but the shorter the conflict, the better it'll be for everyone's prices, whether it's home heating oil or the petrol or diesel in your tank.
Yeah, and it's one of those strange things that the international commodity markets react to headlines. The price at the pump is a few steps away from that, and so things level out. And as things are so volatile and things going up and down constantly, yesterday we had massive swings. There was stages where some of the wholesale prices were up 12 cents a litre and then back down to 4 cents a litre within a couple of hours. When you get to the pump price, those things kind of level out. So don't get panicked by what you hear about the price of crude per barrel and the price of shipping. Hold fire and just see that there's a number of different elements, and there are a number of different impacts on the price that we pay for fuel in Ireland. And from the sector's point of view, it is in everybody's best interest to keep the price as low as possible, because that's what gets you in and buying the cappuccino. And if you spend €100 on fuel and I buy a cappuccino, the garage has made more on the cappuccino. That's the truth of it.
Yeah, Kevin McPartland there, Fuels for Ireland.